I'd like to begin with a story poem, an old poem. I grew up where there were palm trees also, and it's nice to see them again. One day in the palm tree across the street, I saw a roof rat, which is like a pack rat. It collects things such as glass and builds a nest in a tree, and it runs along telephone cables to get to its tree. One day, the tree was on fire, and the fire department was putting out the tree. This is my version of what caused the fire. Roof rat. When the palm was green and innocent, she kept you, much evicted tenant, escapee from poisoned gardens. You came packing gifts like your own Santa Claus, hidden like a louse in her thick wig. You set up laboratory, home, and pyre, building a shelter that would commit your life like a wedding ring. The palm's long fingers could not pry into that privacy. Not even the sky could bully you. One day, with the relish of an antiquary, you carried to your nest a shard of glass, revolving it like a flower arrangement to find the best angle, letting the light crawl bare-wristed and unshoed across its little furnace. I watched you come and go, soloing along the telephone cables, digging your nails into the shredding shingles of the palm trunk, flicking your whiskers against its whiskers. You built as one possessed, belonging to no union. And though I lived across the street, you would have none of me, rat aristocrat, penthouse Pete. Then one day, the sun bore a small twin of itself on the other side of the glass. The palm became a blonde and then a torch of liberty. I heard your crackling laughter at the fire truck's red rescue, its hoses sniping at your homemade star, the nova of your rodent's heaven. Your tree landlady dumb with illumination. You burned like God in the wilderness bush. We stood a mass of Moseses, lifting our feet on the hot street. And you burned untouchable in the locked house of fire, and the light in our eyes was you.